The 10 o'clock hour of William Tausch begins now. I spy Alex Strolf wandering around. He looks like kind of a hipster today. He's got a shirt open. I mean, he's got a t-shirt on underneath, thankfully. But he's kind of walking around like he's too cool for school. I'm intrigued. Wonder what he's up to. We're up to our normal Tuesday hijinks.
That's really just his general demeanor, I guess. You haven't been around him that much.
I haven't. We're not in the same place. He kind of carries himself with that air of superiority. Is that right?
Yeah, he learned from me.
Well, that's good. Good coaching. Time for our Tuesday NFL Power Rankings.
A very exciting development this week, guys, in the ESPN NFL Power Rankings. There's a new number one.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Tausch, who's our new number one atop the Power Rankings this week after the Lions are dethroned in Detroit by the Buffalo Bills?
Chiefs.
Eagles.
No, it's the Chiefs.
One of you is right. The Philadelphia Eagles, 12-2, checking in at number one, up
what is
two
Kansas
spots.
Just wait a second. What's Kansas City's record?
The Kansas City Chiefs are 13-1 on the season.
Who
the
is a lockstock number one seed with the bye that is more than likely going to have the one seed and everything going through Arrowhead?
That would be the Kansas City Chiefs. They do need
Who
to win one more game.
Who is the defending, not once, but two-time defending champs?
That would be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who's got the MVP quarterback that's won MVP and has got three rings?
The New York Jets. Oh, no, wait.
That would be the Kansas City Chiefs.
But who's number one on a power ranking list in the middle of December?
The Philadelphia Eagles, number one.
Okay. Are you getting my point?
No.
Are you getting my point?
No, what's your point, old T?
Point is, this is dumb.
The Eagles are one.
They got one more loss. Well, no, it just come on, guys. Let's be realistic about
come
it.
Come on, guys. First of all, Jesse, what's
who is
with
more,
this experimenting?
Hold up, Jason. Okay. Who is more solidified as the one spot in their conference right now?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Who? Oh, okay.
It'd be the Chiefs.
But they're not number one? Interesting.
Mahomes is banged up.
Make it make sense, people. Make it make sense.
It does make sense. It's not.
No, it doesn't.
High ankle sprain.
Who's playing better right now?
Buffalo Bills.
So if they gave you a vote, that's who you vote for.
No,
because it's a good thing they lost to the Rams, because that actually made a lot of sense after he got done explaining.
Here's the deal, Jason. Power rankings throughout the season up until Thanksgiving are about who's playing the best at that time. Thanksgiving, the flip switches, and it's now who has positioned themselves to win a championship in the best way.
The switch flips.
I've heard it both ways.
So right now, who is in the best position to go to a Super Bowl and win it? Who is that?
Well, if Patrick Mahomes is going to be gimpy throughout the entire postseason, if this ankle injury, I know he limped his way through the playoffs, was it last year or 2 years ago to win a title? But sooner or later, maybe he's not able to do that. So, yeah, in terms of their seeding,
so
their best position,
notice,
you're right.
Until further notice, didn't we learn any lessons? I know I learned a lesson last year.
Oh, what was the lesson?
Nutquack. I did.
How does someone who invented Nutquack then fail to? Who underestimates the heart of a champion?
I bought into, because one of my big flaws as a football and a professional football analyst is my love of the one seed. in these playoffs.
That's true, actually. It is. Yep.
It's probably my biggest flaw because I realize and recognize not having to play and get eliminated is a huge advantage. Having home games, huge advantage. And I think I'm sullied by the fact Green Bay had it twice and we got goose eggs out of it. But I forget that the Chiefs and the New England Patriots back in the day, those one seeds and those byes, what led to a lot of their championship vigor. So let's not always, I don't want to just abandon that, even though I've been burned by it, but I still believe the power of the one seed is real. And whomever gets this one seed in the NFC, it's going to be them or the Green Bay Packers that go to the Super Bowl. That is my opinion.
You do love the one seed. I'm curious, and this will lead into something that Damian Woody said about the Packers that we're going to get to next. Before we get to where the Packers are in these power rankings, which I definitely want to know, Jesse. So are you, well, you're not, but maybe the rest of us are. I know there are Packers fans who believe, and they did after, I think this happened after the team won the Super Bowl as the sixth seed in 2010, then was the number one seed at 15-1 in 2011, and then lost coming out of the gate in the divisional round after the bye to the Giants, that there are Packers fans that don't want byes. They think you're better off not getting the bye. And then obviously what happened
this isn't the year
in 21 solidified it, right?
Yeah.
And that it's not, you're right, it's not a problem this year. You ain't getting the bye. That we can say with utmost certainty, and I believe last night's outcome made it 99.something% that
the
Packers
really
will also
tough.
Not get the number one NFC North.
Gonna be pretty tough to win the division. I'll be the first to admit that. Yes.
Yeah. And, do you think is there something to the theory that you're better off just continuing to play, despite exactly what you said, which is you can't lose if you don't have to play the first weekend?
I understand that we've been burned by that. And is there going to be a little
bit of rust
after the first you get that bye? Yes, there is. And can you overcome it? Hopefully. But we have not been able to do that. And I don't know. The San Fran game was a debacle. Like, that was a game we should have won 100 out of 100 times.
Indeed.
With a blocked punt and every blanking thing went against us. But the other one now, I mean, that Tampa game, the COVID game, keep giving us one seeds. We're going to get over the hump. Because you remember most of Aaron Rodgers' career, he complained a lot about not getting home games.
Not home games
and not
in the
doing
NFC
it.
Championship
Well, then he got
game.
Him and he didn't do it. It just comes down to being healthy and playing your best. And there is something about playing every week, but you only have so much emotional capital to spend. Sometimes you can get away with not having to empty the tank, but when you empty the tank for a wild card weekend, playoff games take a lot out of people. There's a lot more gets dumped in.
Sure.
Divisional round. Sometimes the Falcons post the game down in Atlanta. We flat ran out of gas or we ran out of players. We had Gooch playing right guard. I don't want to be in that position.
There is Gunter.
And I think you have to look at this big picture. And there is a huge advantage to being the one seed, even though I probably have skewed too far that way in my past analysis.
So if you have to choose right now, given your acknowledgement of your skewing, the number one seeds, whoever they end up being, or the field to reach Super Bowl 59, you're still going to take the number one seeds?
I will take one number one seed.
You feel like you've learned a lesson.
Well, it's just that's been the reality of what's happened in this new era of playoff football.
It's true.
I think if I'm a betting man right now, I think Green Bay gets the sixth spot, goes in and has a battle with the Rams in a pseudo home game out in LA, and then has to go to Philly. That's what I think is going to end up happening.
And then season's over?
I don't love the matchup going into Philly, but I like this football team, and I think you're going to continue to see it. And then Philly's got that rust. They'll be rusty when they're in Philly. So
rust or
you
rust.
Never know, right?
All right. Jesse, where do the Packers land in this week's power rankings?
Checking in at number 3, not the Green Bay Packers, the Detroit Lions.
Tricked me.
Yep, they're
tricked
down two me. Spots from number 1 to number 3, flip-flopping with the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 4, despite a very impressive win over the weekend, the Buffalo Bills remain in the 4th position, same spot they were last week.
Okay.
Number 5. The Minnesota Vikings, fresh off a Monday Night Football win. They are 12-2, same record as the Detroit Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles, which leaves...
Fraud, Jesse.
I'm not saying the Vikings are frauds. I have not said that throughout this entire operation.
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd want to.
No, only the Seahawks.
You're big on that word.
Seahawks are big-time frauds.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Bay Packers do check in at number 6. That's up one spot from last week. In the power rankings, just in front of the 10-4 Pittsburgh Steelers at number 7 and the 9-5, nobody wants to play him in the playoffs, Baltimore Ravens at number 8. That's your top 8 in this week's ESPN NFL power rankings. Packers number 6.
Do you think the better team of these three is the Green Bay Packers? The Pittsburgh Steelers? The Baltimore Ravens, the Houston Texans, because those are the next three, and then Washington is 10. So do you believe the Packers are better than all four of those teams, OT?
No. Yeah. I think they're better than three of them.
I agree. Not the Ravens, right?
The Ravens, I think. I don't want to see the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Why?
You see them in the Super Bowl.
They never make it to the Super Bowl. Why would you now want to see them?
Well, not never.
Since Lamar Jackson's been there, they've been playoff underachievers.
So has Green Bay.
Not last
good
year.
Comeback. That's fair. They weren't underachievers.
Did I miss a Super Bowl parade?
You did.
Did
it
I
was
miss
great.
A parade?
It was great. We were on the air. We missed it. Jesse, they were not underachievers, but they also did not make the Super Bowl last year. Like, we're comparing apples to...
Right, but it was a up-and-coming new year for the Green Bay Packers. Big run at the end of the season to get there. Overachieved.
All right, I want to get to what... Because you just said it again, you don't want to see the Ravens. Now, if you're a Packers fan, you'd love to see the Ravens, because that would mean you're in the Super Bowl, because that's the only way you're going to see them. But are the Packers the team that other NFC teams are saying... I don't want to see those guys. Like we're saying about the Packers should feel that way about maybe the Rams. We'll hear what Damian Woody had to say coming up. Want to remind you, though, and I'm looking right now at the logo. One call, that's all. Gruber Law Offices. They're there for you whenever you've been seriously injured. Hopefully you never are. Hopefully you never have to make the one call. That's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more about the firm, all the great lawyers that are there, and their extensive history in the state of Wisconsin and in the city of Milwaukee. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. We'll get to what Damian Woody had to say about the Packers next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
This is really distracting. Just had Maddie Hayes and Alex Strolf in here. That if I'm in the basement, it's Stella and Sadie and one of the 6 cats that usually come to visit. So it's an adjustment. Speaking of adjustments, if you're watching on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, Jesse, what's going on with the new frame-up?
We're trying something new, trying some upgrades here. What do we think?
I think Tausch is way too close to his camera, if that's the way we're going to do
it. Well, we can adjust as we go.
Can you zoom out on Tausch?
I can try. I mean, yes, I think.
I just feel like I've got a really good view of his nose hair. We're that close to him.
We also have this 4-camera one we can try out later, so we can do this.
Who would be the 4th person?
Brian Bulaga and his horse right now. It's how we got that set
donkey.
Up.
So,
yeah,
donkey.
We got, having some fun. We're seeing what this looks like. But appreciate our creative services team coming up with some new stuff.
Creative services? Yeah. Is that Pablo?
No. That's people where you are in Milwaukee. If you were there more, maybe you'd know who they were. So you can go thank them for us.
Burn. You got you good on that one.
What is that? Okay. Let's move on. I do like the graphics. I really do. And the little logo at the bottom and the Pello logo. It looks really good. So if you're not subscribed on YouTube, like Tausch isn't really subscribed. He just thinks he is. You can always watch us on YouTube. It is the new frontier for us, and I've embraced it. And Tausch, you know me, I don't embrace things very well. It's one of my drawbacks.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of which, though, I wanted to get, and Evan just ignored my question about, are other teams looking at the Packers as the team that they don't want to have to face in the postseason? Well, Evan didn't address that, but Damian Woody did, and here's what he said.
They run the football with authority. And when you're talking about a team that's going to go into the playoffs and could possibly go deep, that's a team right there in the Green Bay Packers. As long as their quarterback takes care of the football, you don't want to play the Green Bay Packers?
No.
Tausch, do you not want to play the Green Bay Packers? Put yourself in other teams' shoes.
So I look at this in a different way, and Evan, I think why he ignored your question is because he doesn't agree with the premise of it. I think he looks at this as Green Bay isn't one of the underdog teams looking up. Green Bay is one of the top teams looking at who they need to play.
Despite being on the road for every game.
That's the part of it. And I think not that we have the championship chops that the Kansas City Chiefs had last year, but they had similar things where they had to go on the road twice last year at Buffalo and, I believe, to Baltimore to go to a championship. Now, we will not, because we will not be a division champion. But I think when you're tearing this off, this isn't we don't want to play them. I think this is the Packers saying we'll have a tougher road to go. But I think they're going to be one of the favorites in this NFC playoff race. And when all gets shaken out here, seeding and everything else, I'll bet you right now that when Las Vegas puts its odds out on a team to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC, Philadelphia will be the heavy favorite, and Green Bay will lead as the second team in that, even with Minnesota or Detroit being the two seed. I believe Las Vegas will end up, or ESPN FP or whatever that thing is called, will put this and say, this is here because everybody else has to play three games to get to the Super Bowl. Philly will be a heavy favorite, probably in the 40s, and I bet Green Bay will be the second favorite. So, no, I can't jump on your premise because I don't buy that premise as being viable. I think Green Bay is the second favorite. To do it.
But all right, I don't understand why my premise isn't so if I'm the sixth seed and I'm the Packers, I'm going on the road for all three games. Unless somehow you and the Washington Commanders both emerge from divisional weekend and are playing each other in the NFC Championship game. So you're telling me that the Eagles, the Lions, the Vikings, the Rams, and the, say, Buccaneers aren't allowed to look at the Packers and go, oh, that's the team I don't want any part of.
No, they can. I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying I don't look at it that way. My
right,
premise
but if
isn't
you're,
based off of that.
But they're the sixth seed. Historically speaking, just because we're viewing the Packers as a favorite despite their lot in playoff life doesn't mean that the higher seeds aren't looking at them going, I don't want them to be the team that comes to my place. I want Washington because they've got a rookie quarterback and
well,
we think we're better than them.
That, but
I want Minnesota because I don't think they're as good as their record indicates. I don't want Josh Jacobs coming in here.
This is a different season because the dominance of the North. It's been this way all season. We've put up graphs. The North is just a lot better in every other division. And you take the Philadelphia Eagles out of the equation, everybody else has been an afterthought. Oh, whoever wins the West, whoever wins the South, somebody's got to win that. Oh, we should reseed. It shouldn't be the division winner. That's been the conversation all year. This isn't a normal NFL season. You have three of the best four teams in your conference all in one division beating up on each other.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that conversation, while normally is valid, isn't this year. Because Minnesota has proved that they're better than the potential 3 and 4 seeds. Green Bay has proven they're better than the potential 3 and 4 seeds. So it's a pineapple cake. It's all upside down. It's not the same. Not every norm is the norm. The new normal is these three teams are your best teams outside of Philly. They will be favored, whomever they play. Deal with it. Don't look at it from the old way of thinking. Well, it's a 6 seed. Oh, who do I want to play? No. No, if I'm Green Bay, you're looking at like, well, who do I want to play in the first round? You're going to maybe be able to manipulate to the 6 and 7. You're going to have to go on the road, and there is a big disadvantage to that. But you're going to be a better team because you've been a better team all season. And that's the difference in a normal NFL season. Whoever wins their division is typically, oh, they're pretty good. Well, this year it's more of who limped home or who found a way to win a bad division. That's more the mindset that I'm looking at this than maybe in the past.
All right, but you would agree that if you're Philly, you would rather play Tampa Bay. You would rather play the NFC West champion. You would rather play Washington again than get the Packers. You would agree with that or not?
Absolutely. But that's a completely opposite argument of what you're making.
I don't think it is. I think that's it's exactly what I'm saying is that if I'm I just don't want the Packers, whoever I am as the host
I'll say
of
this,
the first
Jason,
round.
If after the first round, my plan would be implemented where the Philadelphia Eagles, Jeff Lurie and the whole team gets up on NFL Network and gets to pick their opponent. I can assure you Green Bay would be the last team they would pick.
Yeah.
That I will tell you.
Okay. Well, I think that's kind of what my point was.
Now, is that me being a homer? Am I being insane with what I'm saying right now?
No,
Jesse,
you're not being.
Usually, you've been anti-T for a couple months here. What
anti-T?
Am I being crazy?
You're low T.
Good one.
Thanks.
Was it really a good one?
I don't know what to make of Detroit with the injuries right now, because I do think there's still the aura of Detroit is reckless, Detroit is talented, Detroit was in the NFC Championship with a two-score lead on the road last year, and even with all the problems that they've had, I still think they're viewed as the top dog. But I think when you look at what traditionally has worked best for teams to make deep runs in the playoffs, having a strong defense and a solid running game travels, and the Packers have that this season. And so being able to travel with that to Philadelphia or Detroit or Minnesota or Tampa or wherever they end up going in the playoffs, yeah, I do feel good about what they present, and it's a challenge for a lot of these other NFC contenders. So I think all that to be said, yes, I agree with you, Tausch. I think other teams do not want to play the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs.
So Joshy just sent this over to us. Per Pato, to win the NFC Championship, Eagles plus 210, so they're favored, not heavily. Lions 2.25, which that means basically it's almost a coin toss, which I'm telling you right now, that will change.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings at plus 600, Packers plus 650. The Vikings, Vegas is basically saying what I've been saying all season. The Vikings are really outperforming their norm, but when push comes to shove, even though Las Vegas knows Green Bay will have to win 3 road games, and there's a, if Minnesota beats Detroit, they basically, and I saw this, Minnesota runs the table, which is very viable if you're counting them beating Detroit up there. They're going to be the one seed 98% of the time. And they're still at plus 600. Green Bay has no chance, and they're at plus 650.
Mm.
Hey, that tells you everything you need to know, guys.
Thanks for Tausch explaining that. I understand it better now. Thank you. Because I didn't understand that. I'm not good at that stuff. So thank you. So before we move on, We have mentioned the Rams multiple times here. And obviously the Packers played the Rams. They beat the Rams, or at least what the Rams had that day. They did not have Puka Nacua. They did not have Cooper Kupp. So are the Rams the team that for you as a Packers fan or for you as Mark Tauscher do not want any part of? Or Matt LaFleur has had his old mentor slash BFF Sean McVay's number since they've been coaching against each other, and his brother is the head coach, is the offensive coordinator.
We saw what they did out there earlier this season without Puka and Koopa, and it was pretty impressive. The Rams gave us everything we could handle. I don't want to play the Rams.
I agree.
I know people are all up on Baker Mayfield. Tampa, we're going to beat Tampa. The L.A. Rams, which is more than likely, I think, I don't know how it's going to shake out, but yeah, I don't want to have to play the Rams, even though it would be a pseudo home game out in L.A. I think the Rams would be tough because they're the type of team that would cause us all kinds of problems. Stafford's a good quarterback. They got two great wideouts. Don't know where Jair's going to be. Like, if we play the Rams in the first round, I'm not going to be shocked if they beat us. And I know that sounds crazy, but that's where we're at. That's the tough part about having to go on the road and trying to win. That's why that one seed's so important.
Except when it's not. What is also important, especially if you're Tausch, is to tell us about what AmFam's got going on right now.
Packer fans, ready for some game day excitement? Well, next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways from exclusive Packers merch to special prizes. There's a little something for everybody. Visit us at Title Town to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
Now, I read ahead. I also jumped a segment. Sorry, Tausch. And saw what Rob Domofsky wrote about in the power rankings. And the question that all 32 NFL Nation reporters were asked was, what do you think is your team's biggest improvement? We'll find out what Rob said, and we'll find out if Tausch agrees with him. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
One of the most underrated Christmas songs by the Waitresses. All right, Tausch, this I'm fascinated by, and I'm really curious to hear how you will explain this, and then we'll ask Brian Bulaga about it tomorrow based on his film study. Jesse, what did our boy Rob Domofsky say was the biggest area of improvement by the Green Bay Packers in recent weeks?
Red zone offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Packers were 29th in red zone touchdowns at 47.1% through week 9. Mm-hmm. They're up to 14th at 56.9% because they scored touchdowns on 71% of their drives over the past four games. Running back Josh Jacobs has been especially crucial in finishing drives for the Packers, running in 9 touchdowns since week 11. Before the Week 10 bye, Jacobs had only 3 rushing scores.
So is this the improvement throughout the season or from the beginning? I want to make sure I'm in the same page.
Doesn't really say. Just the biggest area of improvement.
Yep, biggest improvement for
place
each NFL
kicking.
Team.
Interpret it how you choose.
All right, place kicking. All right, I'm going to go with the place kicking position and how that has solidified the special teams. So I think there's been some things we've obviously seen. The last game, the pass rush looked a lot better. But
true.
From a consistency standpoint, and I think from a team psychology standpoint, having somebody that you know is going to make a kick, and now every extra point, you're not looking at it like, oh, is he going to yank it or is he going to push it? Oh, now I think he's making it every time. This guy that they brought in, and I know people were upset about it when they first brought him in, They didn't just accept, well, we brought Narvi in, he's going to be our guy. No, they knew right. They had a team that needed this. And I think as a whole, our special teams are much better now, because if you don't have that spot right, you can't be good at anything else in that group. And they have solidified it, and that has made our entire unit better.
True.
And it's made our red zone and how we look at offense that much better, because we have a place kicker that we believe in. That, to me, has been the biggest upgrade throughout this season.
So I agree with you, because now the coach who once said, allegedly facetiously, but you know how jokes always have a little bit of truth, that he always prayed when Anders Carlson was going out there to kick, and then Tom Rinaldi said it on the broadcast, and that did not make Matt LaFleur very happy. I agree with you. Now let me set my agreement with you aside and say, is it as simple as Josh Jacobs getting the football more that has allowed them to be better in the red zone? Is it as simple as that? I mean,
I think that's,
they still commit some penalties down there. They still have some negative plays down there. It's not like they've completely eliminated those.
But they've gotten a lot better with that. That's been, you combine the two, the thing about red zone offense is everybody gets a little bit, everything gets condensed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the Collinsworth did a great job the other night showing when Geno threw that post fade, how in a normal play, that's no problem. But Valentine could sit back and go because the field's condensed.
Right.
And
so
you
far
have to make those throws that much crisper. Running the football is your elixir to helping that and sticking with it. When yards are tough to come by, being able to move people and get those tough yards, and Josh Jacobs elevating to being that touchdown guy and not getting vultured, I think has made this group that much more efficient doing it. And that's the difference between great teams and good teams. It's easy. Oh, we get down the red zone, we get points. Oh, it's great points. And end every possession with a kick. Yep, that's all cute. Today's NFL, you better get sevens. And I think Matt LaFleur has recognized that. I think they've done a much better job of it. And it has. They have cleaned up their penalties. You're not seeing as much slop as you have before. You're not seeing turnovers. You're seeing better execution by everybody involved. And I think leaning on Josh Jacobs even more so has been a big part to the reason for that.
So going into that Bears game in Chicago, as Rob pointed out, on November 17th, Josh Jacobs went into that game with 3 touchdowns on the season. Since then, in the 5 games that the Packers have played, he has 9 touchdowns, giving him 12 for the season. I'm curious, Tausch, when a trend line looks like that, how does it impact your prize picks decisions that you must make? Because, by the way, while he's had all those touchdowns, he's only had 1 100-yard rushing game out of all those, and that was against San Francisco.
It's helped. I think you can go with that 0.5 touchdowns. You feel pretty good about doing that. I've been feeling pretty good about getting Jaden Reed more involved. Really, last week, I love that Geno pick. You knew it was coming, and sure enough, should have been 2. But all we needed was 1 because his projection was at 0.5. And that's what makes Prize Picks the best place to get real money sports action. 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings, and simple to play, more or less, on at least 2 players for a shot to win. Used to be 100 times your cash, but it is Merry Picksmas. And now we can get up to 1,000 times your cash. 1,000 times. Wow. Prize Picks puts their members first. All withdrawals are fast, they're safe, and they're secure. And when they hit, you get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. You can win up to, again, 1,000 times your money with the right picks, and if you get them correct. Download the app today. Use WI. $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, code WI to get that $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. And, Jesse, what do we got? We had the Mahomes 0.5 yards. That was your freebie. Merry Picksmas. What Prize Picks is telling us. What is our next one? Is it my guy?
It's your guy, Tausch. Joker. Christmas
Joker.
Day. You got till Christmas Day to put it in. 0.5 points scored on Christmas Day. You think Joker gets a bucket or a free throw on Christmas Day?
I do. I do, as long as he's playing. And if he's not at Fiserv and I'm at the game, he'll probably be playing. Mm-hmm. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game. All right, we need to play trivia, but before we do that, I did want to ask you, Zach, in the YouTube comments, power ranked the NFC teams right now. He says Eagles, Packers, Bucks, Rams. Agree or disagree? I would put the Rams in front of the Bucks, actually, even though the Bucks are leading. I guess they're both leading their division technically right now. What about you?
I can't.
He's leaving the Lions off the list completely.
And the Vikings. I can't do it. As much as I poo-pooed the Vikings all season, and I still believe that Detroit's going to compete. But if I had to, how I think it's going to shake out, I think you're going to see it's going to be Philly in the final four. Philly, Minnie, Green Bay, and then probably Tampa. Yeah, I got Detroit getting beat in the first round. I believe Tampa beat Detroit when Detroit was at full tilt. Detroit's going to probably be a 5 going to Tampa. Green Bay is going to be a 6 going to L.A. That's what is more than likely going to happen. Things can change, but that's what my projections, that's where I have them projected.
It feels like you're underestimating the Lions' heart, their courage face of this adversity.
Don't get that twisted. I'm not. Okay. I'm underestimating the amount of talent they have left on defense to actually execute and try to win a playoff game. That's what I'm underestimating.
All right. We will see how that plays out. All right, let's play some trivia. Jesse, what's the category and what color do you want?
It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday today on Wildy and Tausch Trivia. So Badgers Trivia Tuesday, the Packers number 6.
Couple quarterbacks coming in.
Yeah. Well, if it's Badgers Trivia Tuesday, we should do caller 3 because that's the number of sets the Badger volleyball team lost in their season-ending defeat and their playoff run.
All right.
Right? Caller 3.
Or 9 for the amount they lost to that team that I don't want to say because it might give away an answer to one of our questions.
Notice I didn't say that. And now you've let people know that they should maybe look that up before they call. Caller 3 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Time for trivia. To welcome in our contestants, it is formerly Brian in Greenfield, now Brian in Williams/Bills Bay. Brian, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good to see you guys again.
Great to have you as part of the show and part of Badgers Trivia Tuesday, which Old T's got question number 1 of.
All right. The 2024 Wisconsin volleyball season came to a close on Sunday when which Big Ten opponent defeated the Badgers for the 3rd time this season? Is it Nebraska? I thought he was just going to jump right in there, Brian. Nebraska, Minnesota, or they didn't lose. We'll see you in Louisville for the Final Four.
Nebraska.
Yep.
Very prudent approach there to make sure that you got the options, because there's no upside to guessing and guessing wrong without the options.
There's a lot of attaboys.
Tausch gets very
impressed. A lot of attaboys when you get it without choices.
Still the same number of entries. Yeah. All right, question number 2, Brian, is this. Which of these Wisconsin football players was never a finalist to win the Heisman Trophy? Was it Monte Ball, who was not a finalist, Russell Wilson, who was not a finalist, or Melvin Gordon, who was not a finalist?
Monty Ball.
Russell Wilson was never a Heisman Trophy finalist, and neither was Mark Tauscher.
Interesting. He was our best for that.
What would you have been? A Lombardi finalist? What do they give the offensive linemen?
I have never been, so I couldn't tell you.
Guess we should ask Joe Thomas.
9-2. You can ask Joe. Wisconsin women's basketball is off to its best start since the 2009-2010 season. Wow. Which opponent does Wisconsin host at the Kohl Center this Friday at 11 a.m.?
11 a.m.?
Is that right? What the hell is going on over there? To close out its non-con schedule, is it UMass, UIC, or UAlbany?
You got to be kidding me.
What are they again?
UMass, UIC, UAlbany.
UMass. Albany.
Tough question.
UAlbany. So they're Division I in that because they're not Division I in football. Didn't they play Jason X team at one point? Jason X former team at one point?
Playoff game last year, yeah.
That's what I thought.
That school always irritates me with UAlbany. Like, why do we not put a U-Albany or why is it like capital U, capital A, Albany?
I don't know, but you made sure you got it in the trivia so Brian would get it wrong. Well done. All right, Brian, good news is...
I did much better when I was in Greenfield than I have in Williams Bay.
You took the words right out of my mouth. The move may be great for you personally, not great for you trivially, but nevertheless, you still got one right. That means you got two entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate your loyalty to the show no matter where you're living.
Yeah, y'all have great holidays.
You too. That is Wilde and Tausch Trivia. We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour as we will be joined, scheduled to appear. I wonder, he doesn't live that far away. I wonder if he's got enough time to come swing by and hang out with me in person. Our Bucks buddy, he is the Tausch of the Bucks radio network. Like Tausch is on the Badgers radio network. He is the color analyst on the Milwaukee Bucks radio network. Justin Garcia is scheduled to appear during the 11 o'clock hour, which kicks off 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.